There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back, Sons of Liberty, Hour 2, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we're going to talk about Cycle of Tyrants in just a moment here. But before that, I just wanted to let you know that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mrs.? I'm going to join the club now.
Oh, well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. We want the mind of Christ. We want the heart of God.
Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds by the word of God.
That's right. Now, we were talking a little bit about this yesterday, but, you know, Benjamin Franklin, he was the one who said is, work as if you were to live 100 years, pray as if you were to die tomorrow.
Yeah, isn't he also the guy that said, eat to live, don't live to eat.
Yeah, exactly. He had all those
fat
little...
people didn't like that comment.
Exactly. And yeah. He wasn't exactly
especially
the...
at the state fair, I bet.
Right. And he wasn't the skinniest person himself, you know.
No.
But I think he has... The point is, he had all this wisdom along with all of our other founding forefathers. He knew enough to say, listen, you need to pray as if you were going to die tomorrow. Work as if you were to live 100 years. Faith without works is dead. So we can't just sit at our homes and pray up a storm doing something.
Yeah.
Go ye into all the world, Jesus said, and preach the gospel to every creature. We have a job to do. Let's make sure that our faith and our works and our prayer and our works all mingles together. Now, I'm going to give two more quotes here because I think they're important.
Are they line upon line, precept upon precept?
I think they go along with the lines upon line and precept upon precept. But
okay. It's
David Ferrazzo.
Oh, David. Yeah.
Yeah, he said, when we love the truth, we will be offended when others trample all over it.
Yeah.
The Bible must be top priority in our lives. The better we know the truth, the quicker we will recognize a counterfeit. And you're talking about that man who was giving that, not even a prayer. I mean, whatever, the blasphemous words there, you know, at the city council meeting, you know... When we love the truth and we see something like that, that's right, we should be in an uproar. You know, the prayer that rocked the Capitol that you did here in the state of Minnesota, when you gave that prayer, you honored our veterans, our founding forefathers, gave honor to Christ, and you were talking about the Constitution. And within 15 minutes of you leaving that prayer, 10 minutes, we had 2,000 outlets that were posting this as if this was a huge
that
uproar.
That were birthing my ministry.
Exactly. And you don't know they was actually working for us. But the point is, here you have a guy who is honoring our veterans, honoring our forefathers, our Constitution, honoring Jesus Christ, the one who gave us liberty, life, and freedom to begin with in the first place. And there's this uproar like there's something wrong. In fact,
which
we had one of
which was all planned. It was all contrived. So
right. Just
again, let the people understand that this wasn't the average citizen. And this wasn't the people at large that were doing this. This was all contrived concerning those that were behind the control of the state-controlled media.
That's right,
yeah. Because
the response we got from just everybody was the fact that they listened to the prayer, because obviously you could watch it yourself. And when they were done watching it, they said, what was wrong with that? That was great. That was beautiful. That was the average common citizen.
That's right. Even the Democratic Party, what they did is they jumped on the fact that I was a bigot, I was a hater, I was this, that, and the other thing. And when I seen what they had on YouTube, I'd actually had our attorney send them a letter. And it's interesting how their lies just dissipated within days after they received that letter. But it's interesting also, too, is when you look at, and this leads right into what we're going to be talking about, when the Lord said, touch not mine anointed. You know, he said, do my prophets no harm is what he said. And he's not just talking about prophets. It's the apostolic, the prophetic, the teacher, the pastor, or the evangelist. Don't touch my kids.
Right.
Because if you do that, I'm going to deal with you. And it's also interesting to know that he said those that dig the pit, they themselves will fall into it. Well, we did a little homework just recently, and we can't find one of them that remains any longer.
Right.
Okay. I wasn't there to compromise the word of God. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because unto us, it's the power of God unto salvation.
Yeah.
I know who saved me. No devil in hell is going to take out of me what God has put in me. And by the grace of God, I will not move. And I'm not standing here like a Peter saying, you know what, I'll never deny you, Lord. I'm not saying that. I'm just simply saying, by the grace of God, I never will in Jesus' name.
Yeah, and exactly. And speaking of Jesus' name, that's what you prayed the prayer in Jesus' name. When you had someone tell you, you can't just drop the J-bomb, almost like it was a curse word.
Well, it is to those where the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience.
Yes.
So it was offensive to them because they that profess the name of Christ, they haven't departed from iniquity. They are partakers of iniquity. There's no difference between them and the world. So he was rebuked just as much, if not more, than the others that were in that capital prayer as well.
Right, exactly. And I guess the point here I'm trying to make between this blasphemous whatever this man gave and your prayer is your prayer was honoring to the Lord, honoring to the veterans, honoring to our country. Here we have a guy who has this blasphemous, the sickest thing I've ever heard talking about.
Oh, he's a sick-minded dude.
Yeah, Thor and atheist and Mother Earth and all these, you know, wacky things. And why is there not an uproar across this nation? As the quote says, when we love the truth, we will be offended when others trample all over. If you're not offended by the truth, it's because you're okay with things that offend God. We should
be standing
up for righteousness.
Where's the Spirit of Christ? Because there's an indignation, a righteous indignation that comes about and says, oh, no, you don't. Because you understand that you have now repented for that which sin you chose to commit, put Jesus Christ on the cross. When you're repentant of that, you're born of the Holy Ghost that doesn't tolerate these immense ill individuals.
That's right. That's right. So we have a job to do. We need to make sure that we go forward, and we need to make sure
that
we are responsible for our generation and for the generations to come. Actually, as Keith Green said, this generation of believers is responsible for this generation of souls on earth. So we can't point out the finger and say, well, someone else will do it, or there's pastors. That's their job. Listen, anyone...
It's not the pastor's job to lead the church, friends. Read 1 Corinthians 12:28. First the apostle, then the prophet, then the teachers. Which ones are not acknowledged in the church, friends? The apostle and the prophet.
That's exactly
right. You got
right.
It upside down. Read the word so you know what you're talking about. As a matter of fact, in the New Testament, pastor is brought up one time, and that is in Ephesians 4.
Yeah, so when you look at it and you say, listen, it's not the job of anybody else. The Lord commanded you to go in all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. I don't care what your gifting is. I don't care what you think. Oh, well, I'm just a mechanic.
We all do
I'm
the work of an evangelist.
It doesn't matter what your quote-unquote occupation is. You are Christ first and foremost. Foremost, your job and your duty, and you should want to do this when your heart is truly. If you have no desire for others to be saved, said Charles Spurgeon, then you're not saved yourself.
Can I tag my train onto what you're saying right
Amen.
Now? A dog barks when his master is attacked. I would be a coward if I saw that God's truth is attacked and yet would remain silent, John Calvin.
That's exactly right. And so we have a job to do. And, you know, I was just talking with a lady today.
We got to get busy.
Yeah, I was just talking to a lady today, and she was asking, so do you think there's still hope? And I said, well, of course I think there's still hope. And I was talking about this generation and so on and so forth. You know, all the time, I mean, people oftentimes get depressed about doom and gloom and all these things. Listen, we have a job to do. We might know the signs of the times, but you know what? We need to work and pray and keep moving forward in everything that we do. And you know what? That's what we're put on this earth.
Well, you can look at the opportunity that we have in front of us to prove our God as a curse all you want. But I'm figuring within myself, especially after reading, I just read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and I'm going to read John now over the next couple days here. But no matter how bad it gets, I also look at Jesus, who said, it was written of Jesus after his resurrection, that even all the books in the world couldn't contain the miracles that Jesus performed.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that it was Jesus himself that said to his church, that would be me and you, greater works will you do than I did because I go unto my Father.
That's right.
We don't have an excuse. We have an opportunity because God's people always shine best in the dark, friends. You got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. We'll be right back after this break.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Stephanie, friends, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We had 21,000, was it 21, Chase? 21,000 or 22,000 unique visitors last night. Good for you. We appreciate that, friends. We definitely appreciate it. Last month, I guess our numbers are up 100,000 visits per month, and we're about 4 months old. So we
appreciate
it. It is, and yeah. We appreciate that, friends. We appreciate your participation because your participation is what this is all about. Again, we can do this, not they can do this. Did you like that?
I think it just goes to show how people are hungry for the truth. You know, always we bring you the truth of what's going on, but it's truth with hope. Hope that's found in Christ, and it's always, you know, the victories as well. It's not just the problems. It's like, yes, we might show you what the problems are, but we give you the answers, and then people are motivated to go out there and do something about the problems.
Well, people need to be educated. They need to be educated because in the process of education, knowledge is power. If you respond to the knowledge, and there is the hope. And you were talking about that right before the break. Well, people are so hopeless. Well, what are you feeding on? That's what you have to ask yourself. I've given this analogy, and I love this analogy, because oftentimes when I'm getting beat up by the spirit of the world, I know it's time, which it does me a favor if I listen to it rightly. It turns my feet back to the Word of God immediately, and I hasten to obey that unction and that discernment that God has given me by His Holy Ghost. But interestingly enough, if I'm getting beat up, I know it's time to feed on the Word of God. And the Bible says, David said that he panted after the Lord, that he chased hard after God. And friends, you got to keep in mind, God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. And He does repay those in the anointing. He shows you who He Himself is in Christ. The Bible says, as He is, so are we in this world. But now in saying that, friends, you can always discern which one is winning the war by which one you feed the most. Like, for example, if there's two dogs and you're going to put them in a ring and they're going to fight to the death, Someone may say to me, well, Bradley, which one's going to win? I can tell you which one's going to win. The one that you fed the most, he's going to win the war. So what you want to do is you want to feed on the bread of life to make sure that the flesh is always conquered by the spirit. And we know this, there's no excuse, because the spirit is willing, though the flesh is weak, it still isn't an excuse. It's just time to pick up the word again and get stronger in him. And feed that dog, friends. Feed that dog. And if you feed that dog, I guarantee that you will always be made more than a conqueror through him who loved us by the Spirit of Christ. It's just an analogy. I'm not saying that in any demeaning fashion. I also want to say this, too, is it doesn't matter how big the dog is in the fight. It's how big the fight is in the dog that's going to win.
I like that.
Okay, and I want to say that in this way. John Knox rightly said, a man with God is always... always the majority.
Even if it's one man.
Even if it's one man.
That's a great point, because people, you look and say, well, what can I do? I'm only one person. Look what Moses did, because God was with him. It wasn't anything Moses did in his own self or his own strength. It was what God wrought through him. Look at Daniel.
He
look
was
at
the
David.
Moses was the meekest man alive. That means he was dead to himself and he was alive and empowered by God. He was a witness of the resurrection. And also keep in mind that the meekest man alive, again, power under control, God's control. Keep in mind, he was the one that was sent to Pharaoh's face and told him, where he could have had his head lopped off immediately, but he went by the Spirit of Christ and the power of God, and he told the Pharaoh, let
Amen.
My people go, and I ain't asking.
Amen.
Amen. And that's the authority that Amen. The church needs to walk in. Amen. Okay, so let's get over to this, friends. We were talking earlier about the cycle of tyrants and nations. And if I go over to, really quick, I'm going to go there. Again, keep in mind, friends, live radio. But as I go over to Psalm 2 really quick, isn't it interesting that it was always nothing new under the sun? Isn't it interesting that it was said, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing, an empty thing? It wasn't a vain thing to follow God. It was a vain thing to forget God. Because listen carefully, why do the heathen rage, non-believers, unbelievers, heathens, and the people imagine a vain, empty, worthless thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. Listen to this. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh, was the Lord's response. The Lord shall have them in derision, confused. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Then David said, yet I have set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. He had his eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of his faith. He wasn't going to give sway, though there be thousands and hundreds of thousands and millions of enemies throughout. He still kept his eyes fixed on the Lord that had control of everything in the palm of his hands. He said, I will declare, David did, the Lord has said unto me, thou art my son, this day I have begotten thee. Then he said to David, ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Then the Lord comes back in, and thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. David's prophesying, friends, so it's the Spirit of Christ, because we know that the spirit of prophecy is the very testimony of Jesus Christ. Going on, verse 10, be wise now, therefore, O you kings. Be wise now, therefore, O you kings who have the audacity to touch my anointed. Don't do it. He said, be instructed, you judges of the earth. Don't counter my moral law. Serve the Lord with fear and trembling. Rejoice, he said, with trembling. This is what's important. He said to the enemies of his kingdom, kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are they that put their trust in him. Folks, kissing the Son, the Lord was saying, you better see it my way and agree to my Son's way, because if you don't, you're going to understand who I am. I love it. I love that. Is that not encouraging, friends, to know that everything we have, we are partakers of the benefit? Does it not strike you that it was his Son who died for the sins of the world that said, all power and authority I give unto you. I give unto you all power and all authority over the enemies. That's what he said. And we're not talking about the arm of the flesh, friends. We're talking about not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. It's trusting in the unseen God that the world's going to see one way or another. Either given a pass in judgment or they're going to go to the judgment. One of the two. Either blessed or cursed. Either the sheep or the goats. And it's interesting that both sheep and goats, they sound familiar, don't they?
Yep.
Oh, right? Wasn't that perfect?
Oh, I felt like there was a goat.
I want to say one more thing before we get to this. Jeremiah 9:24, but let him that glorieth in this, that he understand and knoweth me, saith the Lord, that I am the Lord which exerciseth loving kindness, judgments, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. You want to understand his loving kindness? Read Psalm 107. You want to understand who he is at the, as a judge? Look to the cross of Christ. Shows you how much God hated sin, but how much he loved mankind. There's a sacrifice in the middle. It's like this. When you look at our, in the natural, you look at our veterans who fought, bled, and died to give us what we have. Folks, they didn't give us freedom without bearing the cross. That's why they have crosses above their heads, and they're 6 feet under. They bore the cross to give you something called freedom. And was it not the Son of Man that said that it is he, the Son, who maketh men free? And he said, to he who he makes free is free indeed. And he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. I love that. I'm having church up in here.
Amen.
Cycle of tyrants and nations. Going back, line upon line, precept upon precept. We already talked about Italian dictator Benito Mussolini. Friends, just do yourself a favor. You want to see how far pride can go and how stupid it looks? And what's even worse than that, a people that subjected themselves to this stupid fool? Go ahead and watch some videos on YouTube of this guy acting as the dictator from his pulpit, his bully pulpit. He said, and it's been said that he said this three times, he said, God, if you're there, strike me dead. As I shared with you on hour one of the sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, many years later, God did accommodate. It was not the desire of the Lord that the wicked should perish in their ways. He doesn't desire in the death of the wicked. He desires mercy, but again, it's up to man to respond to his mercy. Mussolini and his mistress were condemned to death, and Mussolini, still in his pride, after being caught by his captors, and at length his murderers, he said to them, let me save my life and I will give you an empire. He didn't have one to give them.
Right.
Let me say that again. Let me save my life and I will give you an empire. How backwards could an individual be? You don't have an empire to give, and the only one that can save your life is the one that you dared to strike you dead.
Yep.
How did that work out for you, Mr. Mussolini? It didn't work out very well, did it? Now he's in hell hoping that he understood, but he was looking for a faithful preacher, and apparently he couldn't find one. Or he closed his ears to God's word. Again, that was his choice. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1980.
Great mind. Think Alive, the network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I like this Christmas rendition. Keep it going. I like that, yeah? It's Christmassy.
It's drivingly Christmassy. It's not like putting you to sleep or anything.
Hey,
it's
folks,
like,
you know how I always say just bring the crackers because Stephanie's got the cheese? That was a prime example.
Well, I'm telling you, that's some.
Can you say that again? I really like that because that's my genre of music.
I know
that's
you do.
What I like,
yeah.
Right? And then what did you say right behind that comment?
I said it's drivingly Christmassy.
Now, did you mean that or were you trying to be cheesy?
No, I mean, I was just saying it just came to my mind. It wasn't like, I mean,
but you were, I'm trying to say is you're serious when you're saying it like that.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be anything. I'm just saying that's driving music, like, yikes. You know, because you do. You like the in-your-face, hardcore, rip-your-head-off.
One of my 10-year-olds, I got one 10-year-old, but he's a producer here. We got Chase back there, too, but my little kid's over there just kind of, like, embarrassed for what she just did.
Of course he's not embarrassed.
I'm sorry, too. Stephanie, please don't shame me on radio.
Right? All the daughters of Liberty out there are saying, amen, sister, that's a bit driving.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, let's get over to this, folks. Let me lay this premise for you real quick. Men wickedly depart from God and his laws by following men who claim to be something that they are not. That's what a dictator is. Simply because men fail to judge them by their fruit. And isn't it interesting that dictators, what they always do is pull away, sacrifice, for the most part, the cross, that they have to do something where they have to self-sacrifice themselves for the better good. They always promise them the world, and then what follows? Like Hitler, he started kicking off the economy. But then what happened
gave
is...
gave him a sense of pride.
Yep, yeah. And then what happened is there was no sacrifice there. Man, look at this guy is going to do. He's going to come in. He's going to make everything better. He's going to do this, that, and the other thing. Well, the fact of the matter is well, once that happened, people needed to understand that there was nothing behind him. So someone's got to pay that money back. And then what they began to do is understand that they themselves are the ones that are going to have to do it. And then before they knew it, they were caught up into a war because the dictator went and attacked his own Reichstag. You guys know the history of Germany, right? Now, they're so embarrassed about it today that they have in textbooks, friends, that that will never happen again.
Yeah.
Isn't it interesting, too, the prime minister of Germany right after 9/11 actually accused Bush? And they said that Hitler would be proud. Did you know that? And later on, that prime minister actually apologized. Isn't that interesting? But anyways, that's a different story, okay? When we look at the history and the cycle of tyrants and nations, we can also see that people are led away through deception. Again, millions and millions of people are slaughtered through contrived wars, and then nations are destroyed. And this, again, occurs, of course, because people that should have known better neglect duty through apathy and blindly follow their leaders to their own destruction. The Bible tells us that there's a way that seems right unto men, but the end is death. You know, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Never trust in your own heart. Trust in the Lord. Men tempt God by allowing tyrants to take the helm and steer into history destruction, and it was these same men who wished they'd have never been allowed to do what they did. In other words, these people should have stopped it before it got that far. Then they returned to God, and the God that they should have never departed from in the first place. Again, Leviticus 26, 40 through 46. And speaking of these tyrants, they know that God is who he says he is, for he is the one with whom they feebly make war. James 2, 19. Napoleon Bonaparte said the Bible is no mere book, but a living creature with a power that conquers all that oppose it. Exactly right. And what does history teach us? This is a history that you will never get from a dictator because they don't want you to know. But I'm maybe perhaps today we have the criminal in the White House and his administration listening to me or any other corrupt politician or representative that might want to understand their end because I'm about to paint the picture for you. If you want to go ahead and play with your own salvation, that's fine. What is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? You might not be thinking about that right now, but you will at the end of your days. And the end of your days, friends, keep this in scope. That life is but a vapor. Ask any man that's 80 or 90 years old what it was like when he was 5 or 6 years old to the earliest age that he can recollect. And he'll say, or she'll say, just like it was yesterday. And guess what, friends? Then it's all over with. Now it's time to pay the piper, if you get that far. Let me give you some examples here. Maxentine built a bridge to drown Constantine, but he himself was drowned. You reap what you sow. Sultan Bajazet was carried by Tamerlane in an iron cage that he intended for Tamerlane. You reap what you sow. Maximinus put out the eyes of thousands of Christians soon after a fearful disease of the eyes broke out among his people, of which he himself died in great agony. You never hear about this. No, you just hear about the Christians are beating, they're getting beat up. Look at the poor sheep, they're getting scolded and devoured by the wolves. I want to say this to you, America. And I want you to listen carefully. If you want to be sheep in this country, just keep in mind that the wolves will devour if you let them. And they are more than willing to go ahead and give it a shake to see if they can get away with it, as you're seeing on a daily basis from this administration. The history of tyrants, Valens, caused about 80 Christians to be sent to a ship and burned alive. He himself was defeated by the Goths and fled to a cottage where he himself was burned alive. Alexander VI was poisoned by wine that he had prepared for another. Wow, how's that working out? Henry III of France was stabbed in the same chambers where he had helped to contrive the cruel massacre of French Protestants. You reap what you sow. Giving you history, friends, this is Psalm 2 to a T. touch not mine anointed, touch not mine anointed, but they wanted to go ahead and give it a shake anyways. Mary Antoinette, writing to Notre Dame, the cathedral, for her wedding. She bade the soldiers command all these beggars and cripples and ragged people to leave the line of the procession. Why? Because she could not endure the sight of these miserable ones. And soon after, bound in the executioner's cart, she was riding towards the place of execution amid crowds who gazed on her with hearts as cold as ice and hard as granite. Folks, you reap what you sow. Tyrants, corrupt politicians, corrupt representatives, corrupt individuals, you reap what you sow. You know, we give the analogies when we're doing high school assemblies and to the grown-ups at tea parties. If I sow a grain of wheat into the soil of the ground, what is it going to reproduce?
Wheat.
Oh, really?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so let me say this. If I sow an apple seed into the ground, is it going to bring forth an orange tree?
No.
It's going to reproduce after its own kind.
Right, an apple tree.
So, and that's what we're reading here, and that's what we're understanding right now, is that you reap what you sow. I'll tell the young people, if you're having a hard time in life and you're reaping corruption, keep in mind you're the one that sowed the corrupt seed in the first place. You reap what you sow. It's a spiritual law, friends. You're not going to get away from it. Just ask the tyrants that wanted to go ahead and give it a try and war against God. How did it work out for him? When Follen was asked how the starving populace was to live, he said, "Let them eat grass." Afterwards, the mob, maddened with rage, caught him in the streets of Paris. Did you like that?
It's beautiful.
I liked it. In Paris, they hung him. They stuck his head upon a pike and filled his mouth with grass. Galatians 6:7.
He reaped that fast.
Oh, he did. Now let's go to those that wanted to play with the prophet John the Baptist. Herod Antipas and Herodias were responsible for the imprisonment and execution of John the Baptist. Herod himself attempted to plot the death of Christ, yet in the summer of AD 39, Antipas, his money, and his territory were turned over to Agrippa while he and his wife were exiled and Antipas died miserably. Or we can even go back. What about those that wanted to play with God's kids, the Elijah of the day? How'd that work out for King Ahab and Jezebel?
And the prophets of Baal?
Yeah. How did that work out for him? I remember that it didn't go too far. And interestingly enough, his wife fell off a wall that Jezebel, and her blood was licked up by dogs just like it was prophesied.
Yep.
Yeah, it's interesting how God always gets in there and tells the people, if you want to go this direction. But isn't it interesting that the world and the spirit of the world and dictators don't want you to know this history? They are that foolish to actually believe that we are in a different time, and for some reason, this time they're going to get away with it. And that's not how it's working out here, friends. Pontius Pilate, who handed Christ to the Jews to be scourged and crucified, did you know that Pilate fell under misfortunes in the reign of Caligula, AD 37 through 41? He was exiled to Gaul and eventually committed suicide there in Vienna. I don't care how innocent he wanted to play to the people. Pilate could have released Jesus Christ. This was all appointed. This was all foreordained. This was meant to happen. But interestingly enough, God did not leave himself without witness. Remember Pilate put his hands in the water and he washed his hands in front of the people and he said, "I am innocent of the blood of this just man."
Mm-hmm.
And he also had his little girlie that came forth and said to Pilate, "Have nothing to do with that just man," that she had many troubled dreams concerning that just man. Don't deal with him, Pilate. But he did it anyways. He gave way to unjust judgment when he should have stood up and did the right thing. And what was his end? He committed suicide just like Pilate, the son of destruction, who had the audacity to betray the Son of Man with a kiss. How did that work out? He hung himself too. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Rick Godley, host of Ground Rules from the Playbook on ESPN 97.7 Radio in Ruston, Louisiana, with words of encouragement for the Sons of Liberty Radio Network. As they stand not only firm in the faith once delivered to the saints, but they're taking Jesus at his word and storming the gates of hell to set other captives free. Remember, when the Messiah returns, he's looking for a certain kind of faith. Read Luke 18:8 yourself and believe what you read. Don't read what you believe.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We're in school right now, and we're talking about the cycle of tyrants and nations. Taking the lamp and shining it down upon the history that tyrants don't want you to know of, to their own stupidity and their own demise. Upon the sinner that stays his course and rejects the mercy of Christ. What is the history of such men and women? It's not good. It's not good at all. God will not leave himself without witness. He is a judge. Very habitation of God is clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment is the very habitation of his throne. Hey, folks, go to the book of Amos. He said, if you want to reject me, you go ahead and do that, but be prepared to meet your God. He also said in Psalm 50, he said, consider this, you that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver. Oh, Bradley, that's just not the word of God. Oh, yes, it is. And what is the history that I'm reading right now? The writing is on the wall. Is God a judge? Absolutely. Let me ask you another question to the present. Is crime uncovered on a daily basis in this country? Yes, it is. Is the crimes of this administration uncovered on a daily basis? Yes, it is. Is the crimes of the citizenry across the land, is it being uncovered on a daily basis? Yes, it is. That is the mercy of God. Because he was the one that said, all things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. The Bible says that the Lord beholds the good and the evil upon the whole earth. The Bible says that there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall shall not be made known. Is that what's happening? Yes, it is. And how specific is God in the specificity of his word? That a sparrow won't even fall to the ground without his notice. And there are still men that want to play God to be some fool as if he doesn't see what goes on. Oh no, friends. He sees all. He sees all. And again, that's what I love about my God. I love the fact that he said, touch not mine anointed, and he meant touch not mine anointed. Look at the life of David. Folks, look at the life of George Washington. I mean, we could tell you story after story of history concerning how his life was watched, how even foreign people came to him and talked about how the Great Spirit watched over him. Yeah. Even with bullet holes in his jacket, and he wasn't harmed. And George Washington, in his wisdom, acknowledged providence. Now, what I was talking about right before the last break was Pontius Pilate attempted to play the innocent by putting his hands in the water in front of the people and washing his hands and saying, listen, I'm innocent from the blood of this just man. No, he was guilty as hell because he still went through with the act. He gave over to the will of the criminal. So he's just as guilty as the criminal himself. And I said, comparing him to Judas, that Judas had the audacity to sell him for 30 pieces of silver, innocent blood, he later acknowledged, by the way. But when he betrayed Jesus, keep in mind he was a thief, number one. And number two, keep in mind that he betrayed Jesus with a kiss. Always keep in mind, those that will kiss you, they are the betrayers. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Don't ever forget that. So again, going back, Pontius Pilate handed Christ to the Jews. Remember the Jews, the Pharisees of the day? They said, crucify him, crucify him. He makes himself the Son of God. And the people of the day, the Jewish people said, let his blood be upon us and our children. Friends, it was. If you know anything of history. Now, going to Pilate first, Pilate fell under the misfortunes in the reign of Caligula, AD 37 through 41. He was exiled to Gaul, and he eventually committed suicide there in Vienna. The Jews who heard and rejected Christ were destroyed by Titus and Vespasian, his father, in AD 70, about 40 years after the passion of the Christ, the crucifixion, to the number of 1,100,000. That's Old English. Besides those Vespasian slew in the subduing of Galilee. Now, I want to speak to those that have been entrusted to serve we the people, who derive their just powers from the consent of we the people, that reject the Christ. We seen just yesterday, as a matter of fact, let me go over here real quick. I want to share this with you. It's just falling in line with what I'm saying here. But interestingly enough, friends, we found out that just last night, Tim Brown posted on sonsoflibertymedia.com that the Republicans, again, keep in mind, friends, there's no difference between the left and the right, the Republicans or the Democrats. But amidst the Gruber diversion, you know, Jonathan Gruber being spanked by Gowdy and ISA, who never made reference to the law. So in other words, they're a part of the plan. They were a part of the diversion. Well, amidst the Gruber diversion, the CIA report, Congress passes bill giving police unlimited access to citizens concerning their private communications.
Ooh.
Did you hear this? Always know when the state-controlled media is highlighting something, you always need to know something else is going on. Now, I want to say to this, I want to speak truth to power, and I want you to hear what I have to say to this issue. Touch not mine anointed. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, you who serve we the people. Did you know the history of the vain, empty, worthless Senate of Rome during that time? After being proposed to have Christ adored as God, they rejected him. Same way that they, that represent we the people today, are rejecting him. I want to say something. I'm going to speak truth to power again. Exodus chapter 20, the third commandment is, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. You better practice what you preach, brother from another mother. For the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. You better rest assured while you lie to the American people that you yourself are being set up. You better bet your bottom dollar. Even that clown in the White House. He's being set up. He's lying for a bunch of people that are lying to him, and they are using him. And you know what a lie is like, friends. It starts out as a little snowball, but it starts rolling down the hill, and you can no longer stop it. It's going to implode sooner or later, or it's going to explode all over the one that's doing the lying. Now, going back to the vain Senate of Rome, after being proposed to have Christ adored as God, they rejected him. And being content to have the emperor reign over them, rather than the meek King of Glory, the Son of God, they were scourged and trapped for their unjust refusing. For as they preferred the emperor and rejected Christ, so the just permission of God stirred up their own emperors against them at length. In such short, by the way, study out any dictatorship. When you don't fall in line, they'll get rid of you sooner or later. For all of you liberal whack jobs, and I mean that in a demeaning context and definition, you need to understand that the communists need the socialists to implement communism. And once communism has its way, the first people they destroy are the socialists. If you're too stupid to figure that one out, friends, do a little homework. You don't have to go back too far. So all you socialists better get it right. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. God is not playing. So receive his mercy while you have the opportunity to do just that. Today is the day of salvation, not tomorrow. The history shows, for as they preferred the emperor and rejected Christ, so the just permission of God stirred up their own emperors against them in such sort that the senators themselves were destroyed and the whole city most horribly afflicted for the space of almost 300 years. There has never been a country like America. God has shed his light upon you, and you better do that with which God has given you and be responsible with it. Because he said, to whom much is given, much is required. That shows you the severity on judgment, my friends. And I'm telling you, America, do not allow those to reject the meek King of Glory to those that represent us any longer, not a day longer, friends. Because it's not a good place to put ourselves. It's time for a righteous revival, and the way to bring forth a righteous revival is to preach law, judgment, mercy, and faith. That is the love of God.
That's right, and you can't revive what ain't dead. So the law is what it's your schoolmaster to bring you unto Christ, that you might be justified by faith. And as you mentioned, America is the greatest country in the land, and we are tirelessly working on a day-to-day, in the land, across the world.
Yes.
We are always doing what we're doing tirelessly to seek and save that which is lost and to bring forth this message of truth. It's a very prophetic black and white message, and for those of you that say, listen, amen to that, woo, I feel like I got a dose of the truth today, and you want to support what we're doing to continue to be able to do what we do, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you scroll down a little bit, you'll see a donate button in the stars and stripes. You can click and make a secure donation there, or you can become a son or daughter of liberty right below that. As many of you consider your year-end giving donations and you ponder where you're going to be giving towards 2015, consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. What that is you give what you can on a month-to-month basis. That's the foundation that we know we have to work with to be able to catapult and go out to the highways and byways. Next year, we're going to be in Wisconsin and Minnesota. We're going to be in South Carolina, Virginia. We are going out there and seeking and saving that which is lost, but we need your help to do it. Check out the store for all your Christmas ideas this year, sonslibertyradio.com and sonslibertymedia.com.
Love you by what we do, friends. You got Bradley and Steph. Stephanie, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Deeds, not words. Talk to you soon. See ya.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No! Interact with
with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.